Test 1-1-2. We live. Hello? Is this public? Did I fuck this up? Stream settings. Welcome to the after show. I just wanted to be clear as I'll give up whatever Dick's asking for. I just don't know what that means. So I just need him to like send me an email saying exactly what he's asking for. Like, do you mean you want me to delete my like accounts? But I guess I wasn't clear with that. So I'll do it. I don't, that's fine, but like, I need you to tell me what to do. Like, I don't know. You can't just say, give up your band permissions. What does that mean? Like, do I not have access to the YouTube anymore? Do I not have access to the Patreon? I'm saying you have to send me a message telling me what the hell that means. No, he didn't tell me. I need like the details. What does giving up mod permissions mean? Anyway, yeah, I don't care. I'll do it, but I don't know what it means. And then apparently he thought that meant that I'm not going to do it. No, I'll do it. Like, but you have to actually message me and say, okay, here's exactly what I need you to do. There you go. Anyway, guys, you want to play some video games or something? I don't know what he means. So he has to send me an email telling me what he means. He has to say specifically, here's what accounts have to be deleted. See if my video games work. So, I don't know why he's saying that get the show's over. I didn't say no. I said, yeah, send me a message. Tell me what you mean. You got to be specific. I'm not going to, the point is I don't want to have a big conversation about it. I don't want to have a big debate about it. Just, yeah, okay, tell me what you need. Let's get to our video capture device. Wait, where's my Elgato? Does this work still? Video games. Nothing works anymore. Hey, you guys want to see a cool game? Let's play a cool game. Anyway, if Dick wants to come on and, yeah, I'll open it up for calls. Let's take some calls. How would I do that? Absolutely. Look, I'll give up. I'm not banning anybody. He's just got to tell me exactly what the hell he means. I says, yeah, send me a message. All right, we're going to play a video game. Capture specific window. The point is, man, I just didn't want to have a big, stupid fucking discussion about it. All right, yeah, sure, I'll do it. Send me a message. Tell me what you want me to do. Simple. I don't want to do a drum roll. I don't want a big thing. We're going to play Nummy's Number Factory. Here we go. But I'm not ending the show, man. I don't know why he's talking about ending the show. I didn't say that. I just didn't want to deal with I don't like the build up. I don't like the drum roll. I don't want to deal with it. I would rather just not deal with that right now. So whatever you want, I'll do it. Let's play. Does anybody know? I just got this game, so I don't actually know how to play it good. Load game. Oh. This peg will give plus one coin when popped for the first time. All right. I don't know why everything's got to be such so fucking... See, I'm tired of the... I don't want the dramatic, oh my God, Vito's going to end the show. I'm not ending the show. Just tell me what you want. I'm going to stop making it into a fucking spectacle. Jesus. And Dick, if you'd like to come on, let me know. I said, yeah, just email me and tell me what you need. I don't know what you mean, give up mod fucking powers. Do you want me to remove myself? I can't upload videos? What does that fucking mean? G- Give up my mod power. There's not a button. There's no button that says. There's no button that says give up mod powers. So what does that mean? Do I gotta remove myself from the YouTube? Just communicate with me. I have no fucking idea what's going on. I did not have time to figure that out because I have no way of asking the guy. It's not serious. I already said I'd do it. I just don't want to do it on the fucking... I don't want to handle it on the show, man. This game is a number maker. We're making numbers. Send him an email. I can't email him. I have no way to talk to the fucking guy. I have no idea what's going on. If you want me to give up whatever the fuck power, whatever a fucking mod power is, okay, tell me how to do that. I'm not trying to weasel my way back in the inbox. I just need clear direction. I don't want to handle it on the fucking show, all right? I don't want to do it on the show. I don't want it to be a spectacle. I don't want a drum roll. I don't want an ultimatum. Just if there's something I can make do to make your job easier, fine. I will make your life easier. Open up the calls. All right, well, let's, here, how do I open up calls? How do I open up the calls? Everything's got to be more fucking drama, man. I'm so tired. Everything's a spectacle. The show's always ending every 2 fucking seconds. Let's just do a regular show. I don't even want the mod powers. I don't even fucking want them. Force trigger the item in slot 7. Well, I don't even have a slot 7. If slot 1's empty, a random item from WMAR will appear in slot 1 and force trigger 3 times. I'm not ending the show. I don't know why we're saying the show is ending. I just said fucking email me, tell me what you want. How do I give up mod powers? You have to tell me. I don't want to figure out how to do it during the show. All right, great. I handled it wrong. You know what, man? The constant stress of I got to come on the show and be whatever. I don't know how to handle any of this. Everyone's just trying to drive me fucking nuts. If you want me to do something, just tell me how to do it and I'll do it. Was being confused, we're 3K a month. Man, I just don't want to do it during the show. Just tell me what you need me to do. Give me a list of instructions. Say, hey, you gotta change this email or whatever. Do whatever he says. I will do whatever he says, but he's gotta tell me. Tell me what you want. You have to tell me. Why won't you just tell me? I'm doing it. He won't tell me what to do. Oh, my God. I didn't end the show. And then I just don't want to do the fucking build up and the... I don't know. You want to do it behind closed doors? He can... If I do something sneaky in an email, he can just screenshot the fucking email. What could I possibly do behind closed doors? What does that even mean? Look, I was just really annoyed by the situation, and I don't want to do it publicly. That's it. I don't want to be annoyed. I don't want to do a fucking power trip. Vito, you're a bad guy. Just whatever you want to do to make the show happen, just tell me. Move the goalposts. Masterson wants you to promise you something vague, and then you're subject to all his new rules. Well, that's the point, is I don't know. What does that mean? What do you want? Like, just be very specific. Anyway, guys, I'm not ending the show. If Dick thinks I'm ending the show, he's incorrect. I'm happy to give up whatever mod powers are. But Again, I just need him to tell me what he wants. Just tell me. I made the binary choice. I'm telling you right now. All right, if I got fired, fine. But I'm telling you, yeah, I'll do it. Dick just ended the show. All right. Well, man, I'm not ending the show. If he's ending the show, that's not me. Dick says he wants me to play Yoda stories. It'll we decide. I did decide, and what I decided was, let's just in private. I don't want to do it on the show. Okay, tell me what you need. I don't want to make a big fucking public spectacle out of all this anymore. If there's something I can do to make the show easier for you, if you don't want me to ban people, that's fine. Just send me a message, and we can do that. Ooh, the Grabathon. Read the super chats. Well, I think Dick should get back on here. Yes, I'll stop being a mod was the correct response. Yeah, you're right. I probably should have said that. You know what? I got a little frustrated with the way it was being handled with the fucking drum roll and whatever else that I just wanted to get out of there. But you're right. Maybe I should have had a little more tact. Part of the problem with this is, man, this constant having to constantly be harangued from every corner. And I go, I don't know, man. I just don't want to think about this right now. I would rather just handle it privately. I mean, if me ending the show is because I just got it frustrated with a drum roll, all right. I don't think this is the way to handle all of this. Take some final callers or end the show. All right, yeah, how do I take callers? How do I do that? Let me see. I'll set up a, can I set up a StreamYard? Let me set up a StreamYard. Let me see. I might be able to do a StreamYard live stream. Add a new destination to YouTube. Shit. How do I do it? I'm getting phone calls. From Frog Tony. Hello. How's it going, man?
I'm just watching you right now telling us that the show's over. Hello.
I don't think the show's over. I didn't say the show's over.
You don't think the show's over? You think that Dickie's going to come back?
If he's quit, I mean, I'm doing what he said. He says give up mod powers. All I'm saying is, okay, man, send me a message. Tell me how to do that.
Kicked you off the show and then said bye everybody, that's it, it's over, that was fun while it lasted.
Well, I just quit because I was like, I don't want to do this bit right now, man. I just exited the server because I was like, man, I don't want to do this big build up or whatever. Here, I'm trying to go.
You didn't get kicked.
No, I didn't get kicked. I just dropped. I was like, man, this is really annoying. This is not how I want to manage the show. I don't want everything to be a spectacle. Just, if there's something I can do to make the show easier, just tell me.
Well, you know what? Now that Dick's out, me and you, Vito, version 3. You can ban whoever you want. I'll let you ban everybody.
I don't need to ban anybody. All right, hold on. Is there no way? No, I don't want to end the stream. I'm trying to see. All right, I might have to stop streaming and then start a call-in. Let me try.
Okay, but it's not like a common problem, you know.
It's very common.
That's hurting me.
It doesn't.
I do not deserve to be hurt.
So they're supporting our journey. Isn't that great?
And welcome to the biggest problem in the universe.
Let's do this thing.
Welcome back to The Biggest Problem in the Universe. I'm your host, Vito Giswaldi, and my camera is working. There it is. All right. Guys, link is in the comments. Here it is. Get on in there. And I guess the topic of discussion is, I meant to say yes, but I guess I didn't get it out correctly. Oops. But yeah, I meant to say yes, that's fine. Just email me about it. And I didn't say it in the most correct way. And if that's enough to end the show, fair enough. Dingleberry is here. Hey, Dingleberry. I didn't practice my exit, you know? I was just like, yeah, just email me. But I meant to say, yeah, I'll give up mod permissions, email me. You know, you always make mistakes in life. You always make mistakes in life. Liquid Heavy Machine, are you there? Well, guys, the link's in the chat. And if the show's over, because I forgot to say the thing the way I meant to say it. Kind of, you know what? That's a Vito thing, man. I get flustered and I don't say what I mean to say. I goofed it. Well, guys, you can call in using the link in the chat. Tell me how I fucked up. Here it is. Because my exit, I got the exit wrong. I had all that time to say the right thing, and I said the wrong thing. Oh, here's some people. Hey, Cade.
Hey.
Hey.
What made you decide to do that?
Because all day I was like, I'm going to tell him, just email me and we can figure it out, because I don't know exactly what he means. But I should have said, yeah, that's fine. I meant to say, yeah, that's fine.
You didn't know what he meant by either take away your mod privileges or end the show?
Well, I mean, it's fine giving it my... Well, I don't know what take away my mod privileges means. Does that mean I don't have access to the YouTube anymore?
It means you're not a mod anymore.
Yeah, but how do you do that? I need, like, the instructions on how to, like... How do I do that?
I can't help you here, man. Bye.
Well, I mean... What does that mean? Just delete myself from the YouTube channel? Okay. Most importantest is here. What's up, man?
Yeah, I think it does mean delete yourself from the YouTube channel.
Okay, well then say delete yourself from the YouTube channel. Don't say give up mod permissions.
I mean, I think the first thing to do is say, yes, I will give up mod permissions, and then figure it out after the fact. But the whole beef was like, you wanted to talk to him privately anyway. Also, I haven't seen the episode.
I don't want to talk to him privately, but he's got to tell me, hey, when I say give up your mod permissions, I mean, I don't want you to have... Okay, let's put it this way. Like, I got to handle... Right now, I handle all the money on the Patreon or whatever. Like, do you not want me to be involved with the Patreon at all? Like, well, I don't know what he's asking for.
Well, how do you feel?
So what I meant to say was, look, man, I don't want to ban anybody. I don't need permissions to ban anybody. But do you want me to delete all my accounts? What does that mean?
How do you feel about the show being over now that it is over? Because, you know, you can always look back on what you could have done differently. But what are you going to do going forward?
I mean, if the show's over because I didn't say it in the most eloquent way, like, yeah, I'll give up mod permissions. Okay, I mean, that's...
It doesn't matter why the show's over, but the show's over. So what are you going to do now?
I can do another show.
What type of show are you going to do?
I don't know. I'll figure something out.
All right.
I mean, I'd rather just keep doing this show. I don't understand why this show has to end.
That's not an option anymore. You didn't give up mod privileges, so you've got
to I mean, I'm happy to give up mod privileges. I just didn't say it in the most eloquent way.
I don't understand how you...
I should have said, here's what I should have said. I should have said, yes, I'll give up mod privileges. send me an email. But I'll admit, I got a little frustrated with the drum roll and all the buildup. I was like, I just want to get out of here.
Is this whole Tallinn stream just going to be you repeating the same thing 20 times in a row?
Well, I'm just explaining what happened. I should have been more eloquent. I got a little frustrated.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda, you know?
Well, you know what? I'm an imperfect person, and I'm not gonna lose sleep over it. A lot of this has been Vito makes a mistake and doesn't get it. Vito says something, he doesn't say it in the most eloquent way, and then we rake him through the coals for it. But the reason I got live is that I ended the stream and then I immediately hear Dick going, "Oh, see, I gotta end the show because you won't give him mod privileges." I'm going, "No, that's not what I was saying. I was just saying, look, send me a message, tell me what you want." I don't know how that got interpreted as I'm not going to give a mod privileges, because that's not what I said.
He asked you a yes or no question, and the answer wasn't yes.
That's, well, you're right. I should have said yes. I should have said yes. I agree.
But what's next? I mean, you going to go back into graphic design? You going to stay in California?
I don't know. Nah, I mean, yeah, I'll probably lose all my money. I'll be poor. I mean,
are the Tord boys coming back?
No, maybe we'll see.
You go laser making money. You'll veto the talent Giswaldi. I mean, you're gonna bounce back. I just want to know how.
You know, it's gonna be tough. It's gonna suck.
It's not. It would be tough for a normal man, but someone as talented as you, you've got options. I mean,
that's the other thing. If somebody brings up, I already said I would do it on the bonus episode. Like, I already said I would do it. So I didn't know.
He gave you a week to think about it, and I feel like.
And what I came up with was, I said, "Look, I don't know exactly what you mean. Give up mod privileges. The way to handle this, and I don't want to handle it on the show. I don't want to have a debate about it. So you know, like if he came to me and he said you're not allowed to see the financials for the show anymore, you're removed from the Patreon. I'd be like, well, that's kind of weird. I don't know exactly what he's talking about." So I was just like, I just want to handle this privately. I don't think it should be part of the show. That's what I was trying to say.
Do you think he knew that you weren't going to give a yes?
What's that?
Do you think he knew that you weren't going to, like, give the right answer? Because I feel like, you know...
I think he was trying to deliberately frustrate me, and he succeeded in that, and I did get flustered. I should have just given a firm yes, that's fine.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
He successfully flustered me with the drum roll and the build up and the you know what, I was like, I just want to get out of here. I don't like how we're handling this.
Me personally, I'm built different. Like I've got Zen to me. So if I was in that situation, I would be flustered. I'd be like, you know what, I accept it. I trust this partnership and you and the show more than any of these minor details about financials. I want to keep going. But you know,
that would have been a better speech.
That would have been how I had.
I should have rehearsed.
You're not
it,
me. Yeah. You're not as talented as the guys at Most Important Dot Show. Shout out
I
to
agree.
Most Important.
No, I handled it wrong. I got flustered. In the end, I take an L.
What are you gonna do with your Thursday nights now that they're free?
I don't know. I guess we'll have to figure something else. I mean, I would hope that Dick Masterson would understand. I got a little flustered and he probably won't. I think he wants to end the show. It's very possible he wants to end the show anyway, and any amount of frustration. I think he just needs to understand that I'm equally frustrated when I'm going, I don't even know if the show's going on, and I see this guy tweeting like, "Hey, I got a big announcement." I'm like, "Well, is the big announcement that I don't have a job? And if so, just, you know, fucking tell me."
Well, the big announcement that you had one chance to save your job and you didn't take it. So
yeah, I fucked it up. All right. Here's Liquid Heavy Machine. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man, what's up?
How's it going?
I agree. I think that he kind of did bait you into that. I think I've been watching, I'm like old, I'm 40. So I've been watching Dick Masterson since like the Dr. Phil stuff way back in the day. And I think he just hasn't wanted to do the show with you for months.
I just can't. I didn't want to make it into like this power thing, man, where it's like, are you going to give up your mod privileges? And it's like a big thing. And I'm like, let's just handle it privately.
So
I really don't want to keep doing this.
You definitely bailed on the conversation at the end there.
Yeah, I'm just like, I was just frustrated.
Because
I meant to say was, listen, man, I want to make this show something you want to be a part of.
It's just the audience right there in that moment, and I'm sure most people aren't going to watch this live stream. They'll just watch the episode. It looks like you didn't give him the answer he wanted immediately, and he kicked you.
Yeah. No, I was just like, I really want to just make this show something that's fun that I don't have a bunch of anxiety about every week.
Yeah.
And I'm coming into it, and, I'm like, okay, let's just figure this out and move past it. And it's like,
it was designed around building anxiety for you, you know?
The anxiety has been driving me nuts. I've been going completely nuts. Let's put it that way. Every week I come in and I go, is something going to happen on the show where I'm a bad guy and the audience is telling me what a bad guy I am and what a piece of shit I am? And I went, I don't want to make this, whatever this issue is, into another public, Vito's a bad guy, we won one over on him, we took away his mod privileges. Look, I don't want to ban anybody. I was like, can we just please handle this, whatever it is, send me an email, we'll handle it privately. That's what I was trying to communicate. But I don't even think we can do that anymore, and that's the problem. Is I'm like, well, if we can't handle something like this privately, I don't know, man. I don't want everything to be a fucking spectacle.
It's been the weirdest watching experience because you guys seem to click on the problems and on the banter, and then there'll be some super chat or something, and Dick will just jump down your throat for a 45-minute conversation.
Yeah. And I've tried to find ways to be like, I'm trying to figure out how to negotiate around that. And part of that was me in my head going, we got to stop publicizing all this. Like, hey, man, if you got a problem, I banned a guy, you know, you got an issue with it. Let's not turn it into a big, unfunny fight on the show. And that was kind of my mentality tonight, is I'm like, hey, if there's a problem, let's just handle it privately. Let's figure it out that way. Again, I should have said it more. I was prepared to say it more eloquently, but I wasn't expecting a big fucking, oh, here's the drum roll. Is the show over? What? And I'm like, it's really fucking anxiety producing, man.
Well, I think both of you would be better off mentally without doing the show. It's just the financial part that's probably not great for either of you. You know, it's giving you anxiety. It's giving him discomfort, some weird ear disease or whatever. It's convenient.
Well, when he told me I'm causing his tinnitus, I'm like, right. Well, what? I'm like, how can we do a show if me talking to you gives you tinnitus?
Right.
All right, man. Well, you know, I'm not trying to end the show. I didn't say it the most eloquent way, but basically my answer was, whatever's going on, man, I don't want the show to be about, here's another shitty thing Vito did and we're all mad at Vito and here's Vito's big answer. Like, that's not fun. It's fucking really anxiety producing. It makes it hard and it makes the show worse because I come into the show all fucking nervous and anxious. Like, am I going to get shit on this week? Right. Like, it fucks up the energy of the show. So I'd rather just, dude, if you got a problem, if you want me to give up, if you think I'm banning people, which again, this idea that I'm banning a shit ton of people is just crazy. But yeah, let's just handle it privately and we'll figure it out.
I don't think he wants to figure it out.
No, probably not. And that's fine. If he's not enjoying the show, that's also an option. Like, just tell me you're not enjoying the show. All right. Thanks, man. Here's Beach Hook. Beach Hook.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Vito.
How's it going, buddy?
There we go. No, my whole thing is just, we get to the cable talk and it's perfect. It's the whole show from day one. But man, you get to the banning people and it's also perfect. It's very much you. But the flip side of that is Dick, like, trying to take away your ability to ban people is also the show. And at least in the Patreon, we like both ends. Both are funny to talk about and complain about, even if, like, Cardinal gets banned. And it's almost more fun to complain about getting banned than to not get banned.
And also, Cardinal didn't get banned. Like, dude, that's the other thing is, like, Cardinal sends a big email to Dick going, I got banned. He banned me. And I go, no, I muted you for 24 hours for trying to fuck around in the, chat during a call-in stream, man.
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about. This is the show. I love it. I love every minute. And I love being a drunk idiot in the chat about it.
All I know is I don't want to do... Look, I think the show, there can be a certain amount of... Here's some drama and here's some fighting between the hosts or whatever. But it's reached like a fever pitch where every week is just like... After the show, there's like a big conversation about what Vito did wrong this week and why Vito's a piece of shit and will Vito do this and will Vito do that. And I go, I just want a little less of that. Okay, whatever you want to have happen with this giving up mod privileges, whatever the fuck. Yeah, okay, but just tell me what you want. I don't want to do it on the show. Send me an email. And if he doesn't want to do that, if he doesn't want to tell me, you know, what he wants privately, if it has to be a big public thing, honestly, it's making the show worse because it's making me fucking not want to, like, I come in and I go, isn't this going to be another show where I just get shit on and then I do a bad job? I will do a better job on the show if you just come to me and you go, hey, Vito, you did this thing. I don't think this is how we should handle people getting banned. And I would be a lot more comfortable if I just handled the bannings moving forward. Okay, 100%. But instead, it's here's a drum roll. And was Vito going to end the fucking show? And I'm like,
I don't know. I kind of like the back and forth. Maybe I'm just...
Well, I'm glad people like it.
But I'm liking it.
Sounds like the show might be over anyway.
I hope not.
Well, if the show's over, guys, don't forget, go to patreon.com/thevetoshow, and I will have a new show if Dick is actually ending the show. But I'm not ending the show, and I have agreed to give up whatever these mod powers are. Again, I just need him to tell me what that is. I am not ending the show.
Yeah,
if anyone is ending the show, let's just be clear. I'm not ending the show. If Dick's ending the show, that's Dick's decision. Here's Riley, the other Riley.
Hey, can you hear me?
How's it going, man?
Oh, it was going great until I heard the antics you got up to tonight, Vito. How did you fuck this one up?
Everything seemed
so fine on the bonus episode, and then I come in here and I see everything burning down.
I said the wrong thing. I should have given a more concrete yes.
But Vito, why not all this shit you're complaining about? You had the chance to maybe not put a stop to it, but really slow it down. All you had to do was commit to Dick's stupid bit once, and you couldn't do it.
It's because it's always a bit, man. It's like my livelihood being a bit is infuriating. Do you understand how much my life is impacted by going, hey, I got this thing. I'm treating it like a job. I'm trying to do it right. And every week I got to deal with, hey, maybe it's going to end because you said the wrong thing or you asked for an email. I don't fucking know.
But Vito, if that's the case, why wouldn't you just go along with his game exactly instead of rage quitting the show?
He got under my skin. He did a good job. It was honestly, it's pretty funny.
Well, that's the thing, Vito. He gets to he said if I do
a big drum roll and I make it a big fucking... Here's, you know what it is? I get fucking uncomfortable with these big fucking moments. Because I go, I don't want this to be a big moment. I just want to fucking do the show normally. I'm very uncomfortable. This is making me whatever. So he did it. He successfully got under my skin. He did a good job.
The problem is Dick tries to create this big moment, which would be good for you, and people would be happy if you went along with it.
I don't want the big moment. I don't want the big moment. I just want to...
You create a new, worse big moment by not going along with this big moment.
I just wanted a quiet little email telling me, hey, I'd like you to delete this this thing here.
Well, he doesn't want to email you. That's been a problem for like years.
So someone else email me. I don't know. Well, I don't know. How do I give up mod privileges if you don't tell me how to give up mod privileges? Like, I got to figure out what account to delete.
He should tell you how, but you shouldn't have left the call. You
That's what
been
I
like,
meant. I meant, tell me like, how. Yes, tell me it. How to do it.
But you should have done it on the show and just gotten it over with, and then it would have been over. You should have been like, yes, I will
All
do
right.
it.
Well,
how do I do
okay,
it?
Okay, here's the thing. I don't live in a universe where business decisions are made at the drop of a hat, where it's like, oh, he didn't say the exact right thing on a podcast, so we got to end it. And if that's the universe Dick lives in, where it goes, oh, Vito misspoke on the podcast, I'm going to end the whole fucking podcast. Okay. You know
it
what?
Wasn't
at
the
that
speaking, it was the
It
leaving,
was the misspeaking. It was
rage quitting.
Yeah, I got upset. I got upset that we're talking about my, let's be real, we're talking about my income. I don't want it to be a big fucking, hey, I, you know, at any point, Dick is basically going, I could take all your money away. I might take all your money away. Isn't that funny? And I'm like, bro, this is not how I want to handle this.
I don't know. Look, I guess
if
I
he
see
ends
that
the,
point.
If taking away all my money is not funny to me, you know, it's not like a big fucking drum roll moment. It's infuriating. But if he's taking away all my money, okay, I'll be homeless and I'll be poor. I'll figure out a way to make it work.
But you could have all the money if you just didn't.
Well, I just like you're right. I said the wrong thing. I meant to say yes, and I forgot to say yes.
Well, Vito, I hope the show is not over. You really should have just went
with
what he was doing.
I should have said yes. Here's Wormtail to tell me I said the wrong thing.
Yeah, not just said the wrong thing, man. You're saying that like, oh, maybe you misspoke or you said something wrong, but it's just the leaving at the moment. Like, I think for like the past couple of years, I think everyone has seen that like the way that you're acting on the show is kind of like the problem. Like you say that you don't want these big moments; they want something more quiet. But the show works
yeah.
when it's big and loud and annoying.
Yeah, but like yeah. I like it when it's big and loud, but it's not. How do I put this? It's nerve-wracking being on the show at this point where I go, I don't want every week I got to show up and find out I'm going to get fired or I'm a piece of shit or I don't know, man. It's like it's really impacting my ability to put on a great show.
Yeah. Hey, I imagine it would. You know, everyone is saying horrific stuff. They're putting it down. But that's what the audience likes. That's what people give.
I guess maybe I just need a. I don't know. My thing was I went. Listen, I'm clearly going nuts, and me going nuts is making the show worse. Okay, because I'm showing up with a bad attitude. I'm showing up nervous. I'm showing up angry. And I said, you know what's going to help me make a great show is a little more needs to go on behind the scenes. I don't want to be. I want to be a little less seen, you know? I don't need every fucking thing I've done wrong to be spotlighted and highlighted every week, you know?
Yeah, I get it. But, you know, that's what makes the show work, right? And yeah. I think part of the problem, right, I'm guessing, you know, obviously, is, you know, this is happening right now on the Biggest Problem live stream. You know, when I hear, like, Dick say, like, hey, to give up, admin rights or whatever, it sounds like, hey, just distance yourself from the channel so you're not banning people willy-nilly while at the moment you're currently streaming on the Biggest Problem rather than Vito 2.
Well, the reason I'm streaming here is, again, I left the episode going, all right, I'm telling him, hey, this is fine, let's just handle it privately. And then I hear him go, oh, the show's over, and I go, oh, I guess I didn't say it the way I meant to say it. And what I meant to say was, look, I want to make the show easy for you. I'm happy giving up mod privileges or whatever. I just don't want to do it. I don't want to have a big discussion about it. I don't want a big buildup. I don't want to make it a big. There's a big announcement. I don't want to do a big announcement. If there's something I could do, just tell me and let's handle it quietly. And that's what I was trying to say. Here's a Crimsel.
Hello. I don't know. Whatever with the show. So when you clearly get anxiety about it, you just said that. I'm wondering if you like actually recall the immediacy right after you start panicking in these instances, because there's been a couple of times where right afterwards it seems like you've hopped on a show or a call, and it seems like you're kind of trying to reconstruct what happened.
I just realized after the show ended that I didn't say what I meant to say, which was I meant to say yes, contact me privately. I got kind of flustered and it didn't come out right.
That's fair, and I could bring up stuff about, you know, the moderation on the Discord or the fake mod role they gave you or any of that stuff, but I'm more curious if you have a CPAP yet.
I do not have a CPAP, no.
Do you have your sleep study even scheduled? Like, where's your like pizza tracker on this?
No, I do not have that scheduled.
Oh man, just buy one. It'll make your life.
I might just buy one. All right, so Crimson wants me to get a CPAP. Hey, Scar, you got no audio.
Do you hear me?
Now I can hear you. How's it going, man? Yeah. Hey, you got what you wanted. Show's over, right? This is what you wanted.
No, I didn't want the show to be over, man. You're the one that went and had a whole crash out because you were asked to answer a simple question, which, mind you, never asked.
I'm answering it. I'm answering it. My answer was yes.
Can I ask you this? Why did you start a show after you were told to get rid of your mod privileges? Like, you don't see the irony in that at all? Like, you just went and started up an entire live stream.
Because I'm watching the end of the episode. I said, you know what? I'm a little frustrated. I don't like this buildup. I don't like all this making everything into a big event. I just want to get off of here. I don't like the way that we're... And again, this is all stuff where I go, I'd rather just handle this privately. I'm tired of making more drama out of everything. There's so much fucking drama.
Don't think that, like, this is content for, like, the fans that I don't want to do it anymore.
I would
if Dick really wanted to, he could easily say, I'm going to end the show tomorrow on Twitter. But he doesn't do that because he understands what entertainment is, Vito.
Wait, real quick.
I just want to get this out. Yeah. Entertainment is not a whatnot stream. Entertainment is drama that is live because you two bicker all the time. What, you can't see that? You can't see that you're acting out a little bit? You can't give up
acting
your mod privileges,
man,
and you
just
start up a live stream that nobody wants, and you killed the entire show, and that's what I want to do.
I killed the show. I'm not killing the show.
When are you going to come out with your fucking comic, bro?
I'm not killing the show. Look, I misspoke. I should have said, yeah, I'll give up. I meant to say, yes, I'll give him mod privileges. Tell me privately what you need. I got a little frustrated it didn't come out right. Here's Errol. Errol, you there?
I don't know how the hell this works.
I can hear you.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just not... Look, you know what? I'm probably too dumb to do this show. I think that's what it is. I think I'm just too dumb to do this show. I say stupid things. I don't communicate well. And I just piss everybody off. So here's what I'll say. I meant to say, yeah, that's fine. I mean, I said it on the bonus episode. Yeah, it's fine. I don't need mod privileges. I just need him to, you know, message me and tell me, okay, you got to send me this account. You got to delete this account. That's what I meant to say. I wasn't expecting a big fucking drum roll. I wasn't expecting a big fucking moment. And it got under my skin and I misspoke. Here's Steve Neely. Hey, Steve.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good. So you got flustered by the drum roll?
Yeah. Well, the drum roll and the... You know what it is? I mean, I've talked about this. I really don't like... there's pressure, man. It's like weird. It's like this weird pressure situation where I'm expected
to... You don't like pressure?
Yeah, this is just fucking what's his name again?
What the hell?
All right, hey Steven, what's going on? Steven. All right, anyway, guys, here's what I'm going to say is I'm not ending the show. If it sounded like I'm ending the show, I'm not ending the show. My point that I was trying to make was tell me what you need and let's handle it privately. I don't want to do it on the show. I don't want a big argument about it because we constantly having these big stupid arguments on the show. They're never funny. It drags the show down. Some of this stuff just privately, I just need a message to be like, here's what I need you to do. I want you to give up mod privileges. Vito is not ending the show. If Dick thinks the show's over, that's his decision. I am not the one ending the show, and there will be more shows if that's the truth. But again, I'm happy to give up mod privileges. I don't care about banning people. I'm not banning people. I have no interest in banning people. And that's the bottom line. And honestly, if it comes, if everybody wants to meme and say, oh, you know, the reason the show ended is because Vito decided to end the show, that's pretty funny. I get it. That's funny. So I'll accept that. I'll accept that resolution. I didn't want to end the show, but if that's what ended up happening because I misspoke on an episode, I'll accept it. All right, bye. I love you guys. Bye-bye.